This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. All right, guys, so let me ask you guys a question. Are you pro-dress code or anti-dress code? Is dress code a good idea or a bad idea? And I'm mixed on this. So I'm a physician. So when I was in medical school, you weren't supposed to wear anything inappropriate. Now, I'm in class, I would wear sweatshirts and jeans because those are long hours and you're studying. And, you know, once I learned that you really shouldn't date anybody in class, well, don't need to wear the tight clothes and look all sexy, just whatever. And so, you know, basically I wore whatever was comfortable because my focus was learning. In the hospitals, we had scrubs, and I love scrubs. Scrubs were comfortable. They were loose. They covered a lot. You wouldn't sweat in them too much. You had plenty of pockets. And it was interesting because I wore scrubs for years. Because when I was in my medical office, if I did have to dress up because there was a funeral or I was speaking at an event or something and I had to be in professional dress, it was really hard to do a pap smear or to take off a person's toenail or, you know, sew somebody up or whatever while trying to keep my legs crossed and the skirt down and, you know, hearing the heels clickety click, click, click. I thought it was really distracting. And I wore scrubs for most of my professional life. Now, medical students and doctors now have to go back to suit and ties. And they brought back professional dress. And, I mean, for us, they're not doing what we used to do. Our 36-hour shifts, I was full of blood and stuff, you know, by the end of the day. And so now, you know, if somebody is going to engage in a procedure, they have time to change. But if you are working ER, you could be in scrubs. But they've really brought back professional dress. And when I asked why, you know, because I don't want patients thinking I'm focusing on my makeup or I'm focusing on my Spanx or I'm focusing on a beautiful dress that can't get touched or some skin flakes on it. I wanted my patients to think that the focus was them. The reasoning behind it is patients, they said, want to see their doctor dressed up. They want to see their doctor look professional. It was a sign of professionalism. Now, to me, seeing a doctor in scrubs means that guy's working hard. And that guy didn't make me wait in the office for him to take 20 minutes to put on his tie and to starch his shirt. But apparently they say patients want to see people in professional dress. So now you see medical students, and, you know, some of them are like, this is expensive. You know, I only have two or three dresses. That's why I'm like, okay, rewear Wednesday. Go ahead and rewear, because I get that it's expensive to have, you know, a professional attire every day. But, you know, professional attire has been done for centuries. Military have had dress codes. Dress codes have been around in schools. Some parents love it because now their kids aren't spending money on clothes over and over again. You know, whereas, you know, it's a uniform. They only have to buy three uniforms. It covers them for the year. A lot of schools like it because then they don't have to worry about short skirts. They don't have to worry about plunging necklines. And so they think it's for the safety. But we have Senator John Fetterman, who is kind of challenging the Senate in terms of dress code. Should he be in a shirt and tie and uncomfortable, or can he be in a hoodie? So my question to you all is, does it matter what our senators wear? It doesn't matter. Should there be a dress code? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Wearing shorts, you know, gym shorts, I see could be a sign of disrespect. You know, you wear a pair of pants, even if they're sweatpants. But then where do we draw the line? If somebody had a stroke and if somebody's uncomfortable and it's easier for them to put on those shorts, do they, I mean, you know, how many women have suffered from yeast infections? And the doctor tells them, you got to air things out. Stop the nylons. Stop the extra clothes. Make sure, well, that maybe they need to wear a pair of gym shorts and that'll kind of help air things out. You know, a lot of us with medical disabilities need different sorts of attire. I can't wear high heels for longer than an hour, not with my flat feet and my plantar fasciitis. So I wear boots, and my boots are very comfortable. Now, somebody could say, you're always in boots. I go, but that allows me to be professional, but not necessarily uncomfortable. And so I think dress modifications should be allowed. I think there should be a respect for the Senate, you know, but honestly, the whole dress code thing, I really do think it's individualized because it's either going to help you or hurt you. If your constituents don't care that you are dressing in hoodies and shorts, then if they care about how you vote, then it doesn't matter. But if your constituents want somebody who's professional, who, you know, looks like they represent them. And see, I guess people are saying John Fetterman's doing it to look like he's blue collar. He's one of us. Yeah, but one of us might still not necessarily wear shorts to the Senate. So, you know, I as far as I'm concerned, he had a stroke. I don't care what he wears. Whatever he needs to be comfortable, I don't really care about that. I think we have bigger fish to fry. But the dress code concept is getting challenged. And I think in some arenas, it is very helpful. When you have high schools where these girls are wearing very high skirts, you know, or plunging necklines, or guys are wearing pants that are falling down so you can see their underwear and butt, it is distracting. And we don't want people distracted. Kids are already distracted. And so a uniform that is both comfortable, practical. You could still wear pants. It doesn't have to be discriminatory or racist or anything like that. I think ties are very limiting. I wouldn't, you know, mandate anybody wear a tie. A lot of things, it's very restricting, and it's not really, it's kind of against our human instinct to have something around our neck. But I'm mixed on it. I think some arenas you need a dress code for others. If John Fetterman wants to wear a hoodie, I really don't care. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, seeing Biden, I think he kicked off, was it the Brazilian president? He starts to kind of stumble off, and he just, it's kind of embarrassing. Seeing our commander-in-chief and the leader of the free world struggle. But what's even more frustrating is we worry that we're going to be like him. And I think a big concern, I mean, if we have to credit Biden with anything, is he is kind of bringing to light a bitter reality that some of us might face. Fortunately, not everybody is going to have cognitive deficits, but we do get older. I mean, I notice now that my kids are more athletic than I am, whereas I was more athletic than them. That's a big change. My kids run faster than I do. My kids could hike up a mountain faster than I do. It's a big change. My kids can remember Calculus 3 when I can't. And I aced the class. So this is a little, it's a little challenging. So we do change. We do age. That's kind of what it's about. And older individuals still have a huge mark in society. Their wisdom, their patience, their consumership, their love, their nurturing. Older individuals have a lot they could do. But our society is designed for younger individuals to take over when older individuals can't. So when you see somebody like Biden struggle, you know, it does beg the question, when is he going to be replaced? Even though said the question, and he should have never been elected to begin with. But again, we have, it is a free country. I do believe that cognitive tests should be done to make sure somebody is able to perform the duties of that office. And trust me, you need to be, you can't be telling the world that you need to go to bed like he did in Vietnam. And I get it. You know, and mind you, maybe somebody a little bit kind of more PR savvy might say, hey guys, got a big day ahead. I need to be bright, perky. We're going to end this press conference now. Got a lot of work ahead, a lot of exciting stuff. Appreciate your questions, and we're going to talk soon. I mean, just I got to go to bed, or they won't let me talk to you anymore, or I'm going to get in trouble. I mean, it's worrisome. So what we want to know is, how do we not become Joe Biden and struggle like that? Well, I'm not saying he has dementia, and I'm not saying he has a diagnosis. From what I understand, his medical evaluation skipped that, and from a physical standpoint, he's pretty healthy. But there are a lot of things we do that could unfortunately accelerate the aging and the loss of our minds. And remember we talked about processed food and fake food and how that could lead to depression? That's a biggie. We really need to stop the fake food. People Joe Biden's age were still of the age where they had good, wholesome food to eat. But Gen X's, millennials, Gen Z's grew up on fast food. They shouldn't have, but they did. So when you got to go off campus for lunch because you didn't want the sloppy Joe, you went and grabbed pizza. Or a Dairy Queen burger. That's what I did. And it was, and then for dinner, if your parents didn't cook and they brought home junk food, fast food, that's what you ate for dinner. So first and foremost, you've got to get off the fake food. Stop the, the candies, the cookies, the preserved foods, the frozen dinners. Eat as natural as possible. Another thing you got to do is curb the obesity. If you're overweight, that's not going to help. The body was not designed to deal with overweight. The body was designed for a more natural weight. But we're sitting a lot. We're eating crappy food. There's an article looking at the 16 habits that could leave you at risk for dementia. And these are things we've spoken about on the show. But I love that they, kind of narrowed them down. One is lack of time and education. Now, this could be interpreted a variety of ways. Where those, we've had studies saying those who did not get a college degree had a higher risk of dementia. But maybe it's not so much whether you went to college or not, because many people couldn't afford college. In my family, I was the first one to graduate college. I have a family member that took a little bit of college, and knock on wood, she doesn't have dementia. But maybe it's because you have to keep learning. So me being in medicine, in order to still keep up my licenses, I have to continually do continuing medical education. I have to always read. I have to always study. I have to always take tests. So that keeps my mind more active. There were studies early on saying if you were bilingual, you were less likely to have dementia. Now, is it because many people of other countries who learn their native language as well as English have the genetics where they're less likely to have dementia? Or is it because there's something that's very mind-protecting of you knowing two languages? Everybody says, oh, yeah, I can't learn another language. Especially can't learn Spanish. It's too late. I'm 40 or I'm 50. Actually, it's not too late. I mean, I taught myself in my 20s. The Spanish I know, I taught myself. I did take 5 years in school, but though that was like, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? Where's the library? There was a fascination with library. And I'm like, you know, is that what, when you go to Mexico, is it all about libraries? What is this? And ¿dónde está la aeropuerta? Where's the airport? So I had to learn medical Spanish, so I self-taught. Now, maybe my grammar isn't the best, but I'm able to still, but when I do listen and hear in Spanish, I have to stop and do some work to translate. Now, some words come naturally. In fact, sometimes I'll just throw a word in there that isn't English because it's so naturally to speak. But it does require some extra executive functioning and cognitive functioning. So for those of you that are like, look, you know, I live in areas now where you don't see a lot of English anymore, then go ahead, learn that language where you're at. And I know a lot of people, I know there's many individuals kind of upset because, you know, America, the language of America is English. You know, why are we having signs and things in, you know, other languages? And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we are behind the curve with these other countries. Most everybody in other countries know two languages. In Israel, they know English and Hebrew. In China, they know English and Chinese or Mandarin. In Japan, they know English and Japanese. But in America, we only know English. And maybe we take some classes in grade school and high school now for another language, but we're not fluent. Okay, we need to be fluent in multiple languages. Now, maybe Google's going to change all that where you don't have to. You just rely on Google. But I love the fact that I can have a conversation with somebody from another country. I love that. But it takes work. And it's, you know, I really believe that, you know, us not being as multilingual as other countries, you know, is a problem. I mean, my grandmother was one of the smartest women I know. She was fluent in four languages. Now, she learned early. It does help when you could learn early. But you could always learn. You got to control your high blood pressure. If you want to avoid dementia, you got to control your high blood pressure. If you have hearing loss, you got to correct your hearing loss. If you don't hear, then you don't interact with people. A hearing aid could help prevent dementia. Now, mind you, the hearing loss could be a sign of dementia. But hearing loss could accelerate. Same thing with vision loss. If you have cataracts, if you have poor vision, that could accelerate dementia. If you have gum disease, tooth disease, that inflammation, the chronic tooth issues could hurt. If you have poor sleep, that could affect your mind. If you live in a very highly polluted area, if you have diabetes, if you drink a lot of alcohol, if you have depression, depression could accelerate dementia. If you smoke, if you don't exercise. But a biggie is if you have social isolation. You need to be around other people. You need that interaction. You need your mind sparked. You need to hear other verbiage and other forms of communication. So that'll help keep your brain active. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Fed says no more rate hikes for now, but they do expect to make at least another one by the end of the year. A last chance effort to revive criminal charges against seven people in the Flint water scandal has been shut down by the Michigan Supreme Court. Another Iowa building has partially collapsed. Four people injured when part of a building under construction collapsed in Dubuque near the borders of Wisconsin and Illinois. It comes 4 months after an apartment building collapse in Davenport that killed three people and left dozens homeless. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he turned down Ukrainian President Zelensky's request to address a joint meeting of Congress. McCarthy said there wasn't enough time for the address, given the busy legislative week. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there was an incident in Grand Canyon National Park where a 63-year-old hiker fell. He was rescued, but his friends left him behind to continue their backpacking adventure. Five friends were backpacking on the north rim of the park. The man fell and injured his shoulder. They were on their third or fourth day out, had another 3 or 4 days planned. One of the backpackers called the sheriff's office. Then they left and continued their trip. The Mojave County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue brought out a chopper, but could not land in the immediate area because it was dark. Rescuers landed a quarter of a mile away, hiked into the location, found the man near a creek. There was rough terrain. The rescuers said they were very fortunate to find the man. He was stabilized, carried back to the helicopter. Sheriff's office, not really happy that the friends left, leaving the injured hiker alone. But, And I think they also took the Apple device used to contact rescuers. So they couldn't reach the injured person. I'm not exactly sure what happened there. But now there's a possible court case. And there is, I guess, an excuse of a duty to rescue. This is according to Fox News, and we're all kind of shocked by this. No duty rule was the basis for the famous ruling of Yania versus Biden. I think this is back in 1959, where a man watched another man drown without taking any efforts to assist him. Even though Biden dared Yania to jump into the hole full of water, the court found that this made no difference since these taunts were directed to an adult in full possession of his mental faculties. So they say Biden had no legal responsibility. And that was because the guy voluntarily placed himself in the way of danger. So can you sue for somebody who doesn't help you? Looks like not. Feminists in the U.S. have called for an end of the rule. They said that Judge Richard Posner had argued for tort liability for the failure to carry out low-cost rescues. But this is interesting because there was a woman who was raped, right, on broad daylight on a train in Philly, I think. Nobody helped. Nobody stopped. And I'm shocked by that. That's scary. And I told you, in the 80s, when I learned self-defense, the teacher told us, for the love of God, do not cry rape or scream rape when you're being raped. Scream fire. Nobody's going to come if you're being raped. They're going to be afraid that that guy has a weapon. Or you're being attacked. Don't scream, I'm being attacked. Scream fire. People will come if there's a fire. Everybody wants to see a fire. You'd think somebody would run, but they're more inclined to, so yell fire. And then, hopefully, whoever's attacking you will run because people are coming. And that's what I was taught. And that's what I've taught people since. Because the average, you cannot expect the average person to be a good Samaritan. Now, on the flip side, one of my patients was talking to his mother on the phone, and there was a car accident up ahead. So he tells his mom, I'm going to help these guys. I'll call you later. He gets out of the car and he gets killed by somebody who didn't see him getting out of his car on the highway. So people hear these cases going, well, I don't want to die helping somebody else. I don't want to be a victim myself. But I also think maybe what it is some people freeze. They just don't know what to do. See, me as a physician, I'm trained. You just jump in. You jump in. But I respect that a lot of people might not understand that, and they might freeze. You know, I was in this pool with my nephews, and one of them was splashing around. And it looked like he was smiling. But then I realized he might be drowning. It took a second. Just a second, but still, that's a whole second. And he was still giggling and smiling, but I'm like, you might have been drowning right there. He was just on his stomach. We were in a shallow area of the pool. On his stomach on one of those, where you have a graded pool bottom. So it was only a few inches of water. But it took me a second to go, I wonder if he's struggling. And I, straightened him out because mom wasn't around. And so... But again, I'm trained, and it still took me a whole second to figure something out. And sometimes one whole second is all you need for something bad to happen. So when, I'm not sure what happened to Grand Canyon, why buddies said, well, forget this, we're going to finish up. And how the other four could convince themselves that that was the right thing to do. That's shocking. Now, I have gone on small hikes where I really want to get to the goal. And somebody's like, you know what, I just want to sit down. And we're only talking about me being gone 30 minutes, 45 minutes. So I'm like, you sure? Yeah, go. And who knows, maybe this guy said, guys, I'm fine. Do your hike. I'm fine. I'll just call the rescuers and I'll wait. Go. And maybe he told them to go. But I am kind of shocked that to leave somebody for 3-4 days. So do we need liability for people to not help? Well, the problem we have is there's liability the other way. If you try and help somebody and hurt them, you get sued. How many doctors have not been protected by Good Samaritan laws? Where they're doing chest compressions, but then they get sued for a possible broken rib. Or there was a resident that helped somebody out of a car after a car accident. And he maintained his C-spine, but the guy still broke his spine. But he blamed the spine fracture on the medical professional that helped him. So now you're hearing doctors go, I can't lose my license. In fact, medical schools cautioned students for years, saying, don't be a good Samaritan. You call 911, make sure they're stable, but don't touch them if you don't have to, because you could lose your license and you could lose your career. So I think everybody needs to kind of talk to the lawyers and, you know, come up with a better plan. Because I want people, I think, by the way, everybody in school should learn CPR. All children should be CPR certified every year. They should have basic first aid. Everybody should know basic medical care. It's ridiculous that we don't. And that's why I said schools need to be way different. Rather than kids sitting around for 8 hours making paper airplanes and bugging the teachers, have concrete, scholastic classes during the day, morning, the afternoon be the practical stuff, where you learn how to cook, you learn how to fish, you learn how to hike, you learn how to farm, you learn survival, you learn self-defense, you learn the trades, you learn plumbing, electricity, you learn about all businesses out there, marketing, economics, engineering, medicine, law, so you can make an education, you can make a decision by the time you're a sophomore in high school, and then your junior and senior years, your associate's degree. I think school could be so much easily reclassified, but I think the average person, when something is happening, they freeze, and then they don't do anything. And we got to change that. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you are seeing headlines of these rags to riches individuals where they grew up on food stamps and then they became a millionaire. There's Victor Whitmore, who's 47 years old, grew up on food stamps in Jerry, New York, now has, I believe, a net worth of $175 million. A self-made millionaire. Has an impressive real estate career. And when you look at these, you're like, okay, well, one, it's nice to know that any of us who did have food stamps growing up have a shot at the American dream. He mowed lawns, delivered newspapers, worked at his grandparents' video store, made wages as low as $4 an hour. I haven't beat. I made less when I waited tables. But now he lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he has a portfolio of over $175 million. Now, he talks about how he, you know, gave it his all. His home, which his parents purchased for $6,500, was run down, so they renovated it. Then when they renovated it, they were able to sell it. Then he went to college, got a degree in IT, got his first property for $17,000. Then he bought a rundown home in Tulsa, fixed it up to bring its value up to $45,000. Then he rented out space to make some money. Then he put new debt on the property of 80% of the appraised value so he could buy more houses. And then he just ended up buying apartment complexes and was able to parlay it. Now, I'm not a real estate show. I am not an economy show. But I am a doctor who has owned a business, has an employee, and doesn't have millions of dollars, right? So I think I can suggest a couple things. And the one common theme I'm seeing when it comes to people looking younger than their age, people having beautiful skin, people having beautiful weight, people having money, is the mistake a lot of us are making is we turn our backs on the daily routine that we need to give and the daily focus we need to give on things that are important to us. So our health. How many of you would not be checking your blood pressure if your doctor didn't tell you to? Or check your blood sugar? Once you get the diabetes, well, now you're checking your blood sugar. But are you guys checking your blood sugar regularly? Are you seeing which foods make your blood sugar rise? When it comes to health, you need to focus on it every day. When it comes to your diet, you need to focus on what you're eating. Every single thing you put in your mouth, you need to make an active decision. Do I want this fake food, this sugar, this ultra-processed food in my mouth? But we don't. We've trained ourselves to only pay attention to certain things. Well, when I see people who are wealthy, they are every day grooming, primping, cultivating, nurturing their financial health. Now me, I'm busy. I work every day. So do I watch the stock market? Maybe I get up in the morning, I take a look, I go, all right, whatever. Am I buying and selling stocks and am I putting any? No, I'm not. So I'm never going to do well in the stock market. I just don't have the time. I don't have the focus. But there are other individuals who are like, look, you know, this stock is going up. It's going to go down. I've been watching the news. Now I need to make a decision. That's why a lot of us like the index mutual funds where we don't have to think about it. We just want something to grow without us thinking about it. Well, you can't be lazy about your skin. You can't be lazy about your health. You can't be lazy about your weight. And you can't be lazy about your finances. Now, many of us go, well, what more do we have to do? I'm going to work. Okay, well, going to work is a big part of your financial health. But even while you're at work, you still need to every day take care of your teeth, take care of your skin, take care of your diet. And if you've been able to figure out how to do that, you also have to take care of your finances. And the people that really put time in to figure out how to grow and how to make money and how to, they're the ones that do well. Now, I'm not a risk taker. Going to medical school was risky enough. I had no money. I was poor. The first person to graduate college, didn't have a supportive family, had to wait tables and work. To me, that was the riskiest thing I ever did. It paid off. Going into media, making less money to go into media to launch a show. That did pay off. I should learn from my risks. But I only took a risk as long as I knew I could hedge. Would I invest my life savings in something? Oh, hell no. Now, I don't know how much of that is true. When, you know, people say I invested my whole life savings into the hot dog stand and then grew Nathan's, or I invested my whole life savings into the clothing store. I mean, is that really their whole life savings? And is that, you know, now me, I invested, my whole life savings went into the wedding. I only had $2,000 by the time I got married because I wasn't making much money as a student. Actually, you don't make any money as a student. You had loans. I waited tables, so I didn't make much money when I was a student, but I waited tables. And I was able to acquire $2,000 because family took the rest of the money. That was my life savings. So I could say I invested my life savings in the wedding. but I didn't have a lot of money. So when you don't have a lot of money, you call it your life savings. People think their life savings are thousands upon thousands of dollars. But my advice to you all is, whatever is important to you, you invest time in it. Is your spouse important to you? Do you really nurture, cultivate that relationship, work on that relationship? I take my spouse for granted. I admit it. I'm working. I get up, I say hi, give him a kiss, get ready for work, go to work. When he comes home, maybe we hang out, we talk. I mean, I'm spending more time with him. But do I really think about all day long how to make my relationship better with him? No. Do I think about how to make my finances better? No. I'm just too busy working. Anything that's important to you, you need to spend time on. And when you look at these people that went from rags to riches, yes, they worked hard. Hopefully they didn't do anything illegal. But they, on a daily basis, are nurturing their bank account and their finances and their investments. And if you get distracted and you blow something off, that's when it happens. I gained weight. I had a watchful eye on my weight, but the workouts and what I ate eventually didn't matter, and I kept working out no matter what. And then I was like, you know what, I don't have control. No, you actually do have control. Yes, you might have some ups and downs. And hormones might change things, and you might be very frustrated, but don't lose your grip on things. I've known radio hosts that take their show for granted. One radio host told me he never preps. Ever. Now, you know, the prep I used to do for a three-hour show would be 6 hours long. Yes, I have definitely minimized that. But when I see people, they don't even care about their show, that show's not going to last long. So think about what's important to you and make sure you give it the time and attention it needs. You should be brushing your teeth more. You should be caring about your teeth a lot more than you do. You should be taking care of your hair. Are you losing your hair? Is it because you're not getting enough vitamins? Is it because you're not putting time, efforts, treating the hair loss? Are you not the weight you want? You gotta put the time into it. Nurture things. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.